In the meantime, on the currency front, the local unit hit its weakest level in a year today, nearing 16 to the dollar. And this was driven by a stronger dollar and expected U.S. rate hikes. Joining me as we put the focus on Forex now is Varushka Singh from RMB. Varushka, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So like I say, we've had the rand hit its lowest point in a year, and that on the back of a softer dollar on the one hand and the expectations as far as interest rate hikes stateside are concerned. What are you anticipating as far as that interest rate trajectory is concerned?
So the interest rate trajectory has been a topic for a while this year. I think that what's also important to mention is the RAND being an EM proxy has also been hit by what is going on with the Turkish lira. And, of course, that is another monetary policy story where we've seen the president of Turkey talk down rates in the environment of very high inflation. So with regards to the narrative in global markets, especially in the currencies at the moment, we have seen monetary policy themes. We are aligned to consensus in that the U.S. will start its hikes as soon as tapering is done, and that would be around the second half of next year.
Yeah. How do you see all of that translating locally? Because a weaker rand means a higher inflation, and we know that one of the chief concerns, when it comes to the local unit and interest rate locally is the carry trade appeal that we still boast in that rising interest rate environment globally.
So that's quite an interesting point because at the moment, the pass-through that we talk about with regards to the currency and inflation is still around 0.13. It is still relatively low. And as the MPC, our MPC from the FARB has constantly mentioned, they will tend to be data-dependent and gradual in their hikes. So we are seeing, in terms of the gradualism, a hiking cycle, of course, starting now, but the next hike will likely only be in the second quarter of next year and in every quarter thereafter, ending the year for the repo rate around 4.5%. It's important to take note of the hiking cycle and that carry trade, because as we see the rates increase and as we see the rand likely come in a bit on the back of those hikes, it will still mean that there is value in that carry trade.
Yeah, you mentioned the Turkish currency right at the top and the kind of swings we're seeing on that front, and that of course with the central bank on that end bucking what has been a tightening monetary policy trend. Varushka, how are we stacking up relative to our emerging market peers?
Our emerging market peers, if we have to look at their macro metrics, they tend to have a massive issue in terms of their inflation. I mean, with regards to Turkey, they're talking about rate cuts and lower rates in a very high inflation environment, I think around 20%. And with South Africa, we are so close to our target band. Even at 5%, we could even use the word transitory, given that we are still not further away from that 4.5% at the moment. So I think that the hike that we saw last week was definitely preemptive, whereas with our EM peers, they tend to have to enforce the hike given the inflation environment.
You know, how do you see credit ratings agencies coming in here? We know that both Moody's and Fitch have retained South Africa on negative rating outlooks. What are your expectations there? Do you think that South Africa, amidst it all, is going to be offered some reprieve, given all that's still playing out and all the uncertainty that plagues global markets right now? We're seeing a rising number of COVID-19 cases re-emerge.
Absolutely. I mean, the fourth wave is one that has been started to speak about more often and more frequently, and that is something we have to be aware of. South Africa, in terms of our load shedding and its weight on growth, etc., will have to be looked at. In terms of the repeat that we've seen from the rating agency so far, we will hopefully see a similar thing given the credible budget that had taken place at the beginning of November.
Let's leave it there, Varushka. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Varushka Singh from RMB.